With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Katie Henriksen, who is the host of Note with Katie Henriksen. You can hear that every Sunday through Thursday night at 8, right here on 91.3. And you can hear it every Sunday through Thursday morning at 9 on KUAF2, our 24-hour-a-day classical music station. Katie, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
All right. Summer. Summer is supposed to be the time when you're in the hammock and nothing is really happening. But we know that in your world, that is not the case.
No. With Artisphere coming into Northwest Arkansas, it always ramps up. I mean, Artisphere doesn't, it changes when it happens. But
right.
But they're coming in, and there's actually events starting as early as June 10th. The Walton Arts Center puts on the Arts and Nature Festival. So if you wanted to like find out about all their events, you could go to waltonartscenter.org/artisphere. Because the kickoff for me, though, is honestly being able to do the live broadcast from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art with Mozart in the museum. It's such a fun time, and I like to say it's like my chance to be a play-by-play sportscaster because yeah. I'm a classical music host, and I get to bring that concert straight to you. This year, one of their performances will be Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, which I don't know about for you, Kyle, but it's like one of the biggest earworms ever.
Well, I would say it's arguably one of the four or five most recognizable classical pieces across the board, right?
Right. And yeah. I just say it and I get it stuck in my head.
I've got it now. Thank you.
And you probably some of you guys now have it stuck in your
yep.
head. But it's a great piece of music.
Right.
It's actually, it was written in 1787 while Mozart was writing Don Giovanni, his opera. And it actually, what's interesting, it's become known as Eine kleine Nachtmusik or small night music. It's a serenade. Basically, researchers say that he was just writing Eine kleine Nachtmusik and his own personal records to keep track of what he was working on. So he was just writing, he just basically said, writing a little serenade. But now we all know it as Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Yes, so. We do. Yes.
So anyway, I don't know what recording yet, but I definitely plan to play Eine kleine Nachtmusik in the Sunday Symphony edition of Note coming up on Sunday. I'm just thrilled to be hosting the Mozart in the Museum, which is Thursday, June 20th from 8 to 10 p.m. The next day, actually, I am hard at work on a Trillium Salon Series block party. We've never done a block party before. And Trillium, actually, which is my concept of a pop-up intimate concert series, actually launched with members of Artisphere Festival Orchestra back in 2016. And I'm collaborating again this year with those members of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, Carl Larson, who actually co-hosts the live broadcast with me. He's a violist. He's helped me year after year in putting these together. So he's putting together Artisphere musicians. This year, we are doing the block party. So we have the Amplify Tiny House. There's a stretch of South 7th Street in South Fayetteville. There's this house that looks like an amp, and it was built through the Tiny House Nation, and it's called the Tiny Amplified House. That's going to be our stage.
If you've ever driven by it, you know what Katie's talking about.
It's like kind of, I mean, it's just really right off MLK Boulevard. Asha Mavlana, she has that Amplified Tiny House, and she's organizing this with me. We'll have performances from Artists for Orchestra on that stage. Also, Craig Colarusso, who is a local sound artist, he will be doing bowed guitar there on that stage. And then it's a block party, which, you know, we're shutting down the block and we're spanning it down to the Spring Shop Studios, which is a place where local artists have their studio, and Octavio Logo has painted a mural that you may recognize. Mm-hmm. Very, very colorful mural featuring MLK, and I believe Malcolm X is on there. And it's a whole evening of festivities from 6 to 10 on the 21st.
So that's a Friday. And Amos Cochran.
Yes. So Amos Cochran, who was collaborated with me on Trilliums, he was commissioned by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art to write a soundscape to go along with their new color field exhibit that just opened. And so Amos, actually, I interviewed him earlier this week. He was on my show. But he actually is performing during the garden party tomorrow, Saturday. He's performing from 10 to 3 at the Skyscape. But if you want to listen to that full interview, you can go to KUF.com and then interviews there.
All right. Of Note with Katie Henriksen can be heard every Sunday through Thursday night at 8 p.m. here on 91.3, every Sunday through Thursday morning at 9 a.m. on KUAF2, our 24-hour classical music station. Mozart in the Museum live on KUAF with Katie and Carl. That will be Thursday, June 20th, the Trillium Block Party, Friday, June 21st. Is that everything? Okay.
I think so. There's so much to keep track of.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.